Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Pecota. Batting third. The first baseman, Gerald Perry. Batting fourth. The DH, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jeff Schultz. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Kevin Appier. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The DH, Deion James. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Candy Maldonado. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Jeff Manto. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Walker. And now, play ball. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pecota strikes out. 2 outs. Gerald Perry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maldonado. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Perry goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Royals. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Tartabull scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Jeff Schultz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cole bunts towards first. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Deion James batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. James takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Maldonado hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Stilwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Schultz. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Jacoby moves to third. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Manto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appiah fields it and throws to home to get Jacoby. Snyder moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cole is 0 for 1 in the game. Cole hits a line drive into left field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cole who is chasing the ball. Seitzer reaches third base with a triple. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pecota is 0 for 1 in the game. Pecota hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Perry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Perry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pecota moves to second. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pecota scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Jeff Schultz is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. James takes first base on ball 4. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maldonado is 0 for 1 in the game. Maldonado hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Pecota settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman misplays the ball. That's an error on Furman. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tabler moves to second. Colby Ward now pitching. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stillwell bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Tabler moves to third. McFarlane moves to second. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Seitzer is walked intentionally. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Manto is 0-for-1 in the game. Manto hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pecota reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gerald Perry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Manto scoops it up and throws to first, with Ward covering, for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Schultz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furman is 0-for-1 in the game. Furman hits a fly ball into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cole is 0-for-2 in the game. Cole strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. James hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Eisenreich. James reaches second base with a double. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Royals. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maldonado is 0-for-2 in the game. Maldonado strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tabler scores. Stillwell moves to second. It's 5-1, Royals. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stillwell moves to third. Two outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pecota takes first base on ball 4. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Pecota. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Pecota steals second. Gerald Perry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Perry is walked intentionally. Steve Olin now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Stillwell scores. Pecota moves to third. Perry moves to second. It's 6-1, Royals. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Manto is 0 for 2 in the game. Manto hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Snyder moves to second. It's 6-2, Royals. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman is 0 for 2 in the game. Furman hits a line drive into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0 for 3 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Snyder moves to third. Manto moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff Schultz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schultz is 0 for 3 in the game. Schultz strikes out. 1 out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike McFarland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McFarland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McFarland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. James is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. James strikes out. 1 out. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maldonado is 0 for 3 in the game. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stillwell hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Maldonado. Stillwell reaches second base with a double. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stillwell moves to third. Bill Pecota batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pecota is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pecota takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer moves to second. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stillwell scores. Seitzer moves to third. Pecota moves to second. It's 7-2, Royals. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer scores. Pecota moves to third. Perry moves to second. It's 8-2, Royals. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Manto fields it, throws to home for 1, and back over to first, double play. Perry moves to third. Tartabull moves to second. 2 outs. Jeff Schultz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schultz is 0 for 4 in the game. Schultz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing center field. Jim Eisenreich now playing left field. Jeff Schultz now playing right field. Steve Crawford now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Manto is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manto hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McFarlane is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stillwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orozco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James pinch hits for Felix Fermin. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0-0. James hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Royals. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cole is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cole hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 1-0. James is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. James hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Schultz. James reaches second base with a double. Brown moves to third. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Maldonado is 0-for-4 in the game. Maldonado strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alomar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell misplays the ball. That's an error on Stillwell. Brown scores. James moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Royals. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jacoby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.